It's Friday night. We were playing in Western New York, Western sort of New York, and I haven't played with one of these. We ordinarily have modern technology, and I actually have a guitar that I've played before, so this is all very new.
I love you. Yeah.
I think I love you too, baby. We're actually turning on the amplifier now. Hey, come on. Oh, man. Okay, so I have a lot of friends and family here tonight. All of you who have experienced some amazing journey, the amazing journey that I've been on with me, I want to thank you for being a part of it. It has been an amazing, amazing time. So I didn't get to do a sound check tonight, so I'm doing it for you now. Okay, back in 1967 at the Santa Monica Civic, I was in high school. I got a couple of great stories, including one about BB. I was there for this legendary recording that all of you would know once you hear it, hopefully. Thank you. Family songs, and I was about to say I'm going to play some Smartridge Family songs, but you probably heard enough of those. One of my favorite songs I recorded back. I think I did play this when I played the Garden back here. See if you remember this one. It's one of my favorites that we ever had.
And I need a love light, angel in disguise. station, kissed away her tears. Lord, I remember you all the coming years. Right down on that grave, wait with all our might. But we can still know as a bus pulled out of sight.
Times in the studio, I learned so much about writing and about singing and performing, and obviously it didn't rub off, but nonetheless, I thank you both for listening. sorry. As you can probably tell, I have no set pattern, which is my excuse. And for those of you who remember some of the great songs, including I worked with Jerry Goffin of Goffin and King. You probably remember that one. Jerry Goffin came in the studio and he wrote this song, and I was blown away because I was such a fan. I was 20 years old, I think, at 21, and I was working with Jim Gordon from Derek and the Dominoes and Larry Carlton and just some kind of great musicians. And when Jerry Goffin walked in the studio and showed me what he had written, I was so blown away by it. I was nervous because he stayed to listen to the track as we recorded, and I recorded all of my stuff live with the band every night, over 300 songs. I went back in and re-recorded this great song, which was a big hit, sold over 1 million copies here in the United States, which was a beautiful thing, and I re-recorded it a couple years ago, and it was arranged and produced by my dear friend, Mr. Craig J. here. Yeah, he's pretty good too. Anyway, here's his version and my version of one of the great Partridge Family hits from the day. And I hope you will appreciate how much I love this song and how much love went into it. Re-recording it, and it went to number one after we did this on Oprah about 3 years ago.
I can't say we can.
only touch the love. Time to fall. We jump on one another.
Shots, which I'm really frightened about here. It's really disgusting, you know. Yeah, you can see it all over the freaking internet tomorrow. That's really disgusting. Can I have your towel? I'm not sure you want it. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you remember, where were you in 1972?
Baby, 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 so great you guys know all the words. Hold my hand, will it? give your love to me. Remember perfectly.
Oh yeah, oh boy, and I do remember those days. It's so incredible for me to be back. You know, I was bone down the street, y'all. It was so long ago, they actually hadn't named the hospital at the time, but it's now called the Flower Hospital on Fifth Avenue, where my poor mom had to go through it. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing to come home where you've been, where I was raised, and where my heart and my soul will always be here. So, part of what I have to share with you is a little bit of my journey as to how I got here. And it began working at a textile company in the mailroom. I had graduated from my... Oh, here's to the mailroom. Really? $2 an hour? No. I'm being serious. I cleared, and I'll never forget this, because I got my first check. I was like, yeah, I'm out of high school, like, I don't know, a month. And as some of you know, I graduated from high school out in the West Coast in L.A. And I've got some more stories to tell you about that. But as I was working in the mailroom at 18 years old, I also was going out on auditions in the afternoon because I had a part-time job, and I was clearing $38.80 a week. And I'm making just about that now. But I'm having way more fun than in the mailroom, okay? So much fun to do this. You have no idea. So there was a hit record that was out then, and I went and saw this band actually a couple of years before, I think, when I was in LA, and they were playing at one of those like acid clubs, of which in 67 there were a bunch of them. And here is a song that inspired me, because as I was walking down the street hardly touching the ground, I had come from the mailroom to an audition, and they told me right there that I was going to be in a Broadway show. And I actually never showed up for the remainder of my $38.80 a week. But here is a song that I remember hearing it in the streets. Maybe it was playing on a car's radio or something with the windows open, but I'll never forget it. And here it is.
Gotta have it.
need your love and I'm not swinging down. Early in the morning, late in the evening, I wanna see ya. So many, many, many times people have asked me about how I ended up becoming a recording artist and playing, and the Beatles broke back when I was 13 years old. I saw them on the Ed Sullivan Show, and it changed my life and yours as well, I gotta tell you. I got to know all of them. I got to play with Paul right before he did the Wings Over America tour, which there was a kid named Jimmy McCullough who hung out with me, and he was, yeah, Jimmy's no longer with us, I think. But Jimmy's, right, he was a great guy, but he got a little carried away, and he put his hand through a television set. And I happened to be there. Jimmy! Anyway, I was very, very fortunate to know all of them, and I got to play with Paul, as I said. I got to know John quite well, and Yogo, and also making the rock and roll album. I ended up going to the studio, and he came over to my house on New Year's Eve, and he and I got really drunk together, and back in the day, and I ended up singing Paul's parts, which was really, really cool, and I don't sing the song much anymore, but here's one that we sang together. Here I stand, one hand, turn my face to the wall. Since she's gone, and go on, giving to her small. Everywhere he was there, each and every day. I can see them laugh at me, and I hear him say,
2, 3, come on, let me hear it.
Hey! You got to hide your love away.
Sing it. A little better than that, come on. 2, 3, 4.
Hey!
Better, you got to hide your love away.
That was great, you are awesome. It was a great song. It was on the last Platinum CD I recorded back in 2003 or 4, whatever it was.
I wonder how this time was. she's gone. Well, if she's gonna stay, ain't no sunshine.
Yeah.
therapies. I still can't recall. I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things, I still can't recall. I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. Yeah.
I know I'm short, but really? Danny Bonaduce should be here right now.
So I'm going to tell you a great story that I'd like you to listen to, because as much as I'm sure you're enjoying the festivities, and I hope you are, and if you're driving home tonight, I want you to promise me that you're not going to get behind the wheel and make a mistake, which anybody can make, trust me. Yeah, that's all I needed. Such a pleasure to be on the crawl on CNN again.
Let's do it in A.
I think, let's do it in A. Any key you want, babe. Whoa. No, that's not right. How about, I'm going to tell you a story. Back in 1967, I went to a place called Whiskey A Go-Go. You're not going to believe this, but I promise every word of this is, I swear the truth. I went to see an artist by the name of, unknown to most white boys like myself, unless they were sort of rock underground sort of blues people that really kind of got it, and through the British guitar players like Clapton and even Jimi Hendrix, and I saw all those guys, and Jeff Beck and all the great guitar players. They discovered B.B. before we did, and they introduced us. So I go and see B.B. King, and I had a friend of mine, he had his own car, and I have my own car, which you have to do in L.A. And as I went to get something to eat after I saw him, the whiskey had a... It was on the corner of... it still is, in fact, on the corner of Sunset Boulevard, and I think it's Queens Road or King's Road. It was about, I don't know, 11:30, 12 o'clock. I walk past there because I'm parked up the hill right next to the whiskey, and out walks B.B. King with his guitar Lucille. Alone, and nobody knew him. It was probably 11:30 at night on a Friday, Saturday night or something. And I had just seen him, and I said, "Excuse me, Mr. King, I just want to tell you how much of a fan I am and how much I love the show." And he was very gracious. And he was walking around the corner up this very steep hill. And I was parked also up there. And I said, "Would you mind if I walked with you?" And he said, no problem. I said, could I help you? Could I carry your guitar for you or something? And he said, "Well, thank you very much. That's very kind of you." And he handed me the case with Lucille. Alone, no security. Nobody around, actually not many people knew him. Within a few years, it was probably 3 or 4 years before The Thrill Is Gone, and he had crossed over, but I walked him up to his car, and I handed him Lucille. He opened the trunk, and he put the guitar, Lucille, in his trunk, in his own car, alone, and I shook his hand, and I said, "I want to thank you for giving me such inspiration," and so forth, and I said, "My favorite song that you ever wrote and that you recorded is Sweet Little Angel." And he said, "You know, that's one of my favorite songs as well, and I thank you very much. So I'm going to honor Mr. King, who was a great..." I'm not sure what key he did it in, but we did it last night because we've never rehearsed it. It's 12 Bar Blues, but I'm going to try and do it night now.
Thank you.
I love the way she spelled her way. Lord, when she puts her arms around me,
well, yeah, baby,
she gave me joy and so many other things. You know, I asked my baby for a nickel. She gave me a $20 bill.
Because I sang this song in Madison Square Garden when my album had just gone platinum that week. It's my very first solo album and my very first solo single that sold over 3 million copies all over the world. And thanks to you all, this is the way I feel about you. Thank you.
Sullivan.
Las Vegas, Nevada is a brunch family lunchbox. Wow, you got the thermos too? Big money, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Las Vegas, Nevada, musical direction and amazing bass player, Mr. Frank Fabio.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is way too much fun. Way, way too much fun. I have a lot of people, friends and family that are here tonight, and I want to say to all of you and to them how much it means to me that you would take the time, and also that you've been so incredibly supportive of me over the last 40 some odd years. I walked by the Music Box Theater where back in the mid-90s I did Blood Brothers and My Brother Sean and the Cthulhu Park. And it made me sad because it was dark, which means there was either a show there that didn't work or there was a show that hasn't come in yet. But it reminded me so many wonderful, incredible memories I have from working there. And this is where my heart and soul lies. And it's magnificent to be able to be here and to be with you all. I'm going to do something very special because I'm not going to go out and play a lot. From now on, I'm going to pick and choose and do a few dates here and there, and I never say never about anything, but now the end is near. The final curtain. All right, I'll stop that shit. They've been trying to throw us off the stage, believe it or not. It's been an amazing thing just to get here today and tonight. Unfortunately, we missed the sound check, but I get to do something that I hadn't sung this song in 20 years or so, but I recently started doing it, and Daddy Bonaducci, I challenged him, and he actually, he learned the bass part to this, which was too incredible. Anyway,
trust me. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126, 127, 128, 129, 130
website, you will hear and see a lot of my thoughts and my caring about my fans. We recently lost a beautiful girl sibling who made a great ship for me. And if you go on the thedatebesty.com, you'll know that each and every one of you mean an awful lot to me. And I am going to do her special Christmas thing. Greg and I and Frank and hopefully my son and Sean and Patrick and a whole bunch of people. They're going to teach me. I got a chef coming in. They're going to teach me how to cook on December 13th. You go online, you can be a part of my very first sort of what we'd call a reality show. My paralyzed parrot and I. Truthfully, I'm a paralyzed parrot, yeah. And my son, Bo, who's now with the Fates, F-A-T-E-S, thefatesmusic.com. Go check his new stuff out. He's amazing. And the band, they're all prodigies at Boston Conservatory and Berkeley. And I just want to tell you that there is no doubt in my mind that the question that will come from this next song should never be a question. It's definitely, definitely so.
Thank you from Germany. Gesundheit, I had forgotten. I'm so sorry. Good enough for me. I'm good with it. Are you okay with it? How the in the Unterhagen. Jawohl. We all enjoy the music, and now we go to sit. No, this is not an autograph session. No. But we do so is we enjoy the music at the Biergarten. In München, where I come from, we have so many wonderful, wonderful people. And I tell you what, I love Germany. The people there, you're amazing. Thank you. So, without further ado, before they do, actually, my God, they're kicking me off too. Apparently, the band and I are going to celebrate a little bit tonight by going to sleep. And we are leaving again tomorrow, traveling from Boston. I hope you do come and join us as we do this together. We're going to play live music and we're going to record it on December 13th. And I hope you come and join us. It should be an amazing day. And I'm going to actually learn how to cook. And we're going to play some new music too, some Christmas music, right? Let's do that.
Don't you know I've been sleeping?
What are you doing out so late? How old are you? 13. What a great age. What's your name? Elliot. My stepdad's name, Elliot.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, Elliot. You from England? Yeah? Where are you from in England? Sheepshead Bay. Okay. At least you didn't say Blackpool. All right.
Don't you know I've been sleeping and I love a good dream. Yeah. I'm sleeping and riding in a dream. Like falling once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head. I stay up in my bed, chewing out the words I drink.
Oh, come on, New York, that's weak.
This morning, I woke up with this feeling. I didn't know how to deal with it, so I just decided to myself.
I hide it to myself, and I never talk about it. But did I know it?
No, I'm not sending an autograph story.
I think I love you.
You're gonna have to sing that with me.
Well, I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of. Love is no good for. I think I love you. Is an airport that is made of. Is it?
And I mean that. You are wonderful.
Here we go. The world I'm up against, the world is all about. I've got so much to think about.
Believe me, you really don't have to worry. I only wanna make you happy. And if you say hey, go away, I will. But I think that I still love you. You think that I got a place? Let me ask you to your face.
You think you love me?
Well, I think I love you. Well, I think I love you.
Say,
I think I love you.
Yeah. I love you now.